Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into You Owe You by Eric Thomas, a compelling read published in 2022 that challenges you to take full ownership of your life's direction. This book asserts that you are solely responsible for altering the course of your life. It encourages the reader to identify their purpose and use their unique talents to attain unparalleled success. Eric Thomas, the author of You Owe You, is recognized as one of the most influential motivational speakers. His work extends to coaching both individuals and teams across various high-profile sectors, including the NBA, NFL, NCAA, and Fortune 500 companies. He is also dedicated to aiding disadvantaged youths in navigating their educational paths. Thomas brings insights from his previous successful titles like The Secret to Success, Greatness is Upon You, and Average Skill, Phenomenal Will, making this book a distillation of his extensive experience and impactful life lessons. This book is particularly suitable for individuals eager to take command of their destinies, historically disadvantaged groups seeking empowerment, and organizations looking to motivate their teams towards both collective success and personal fulfillment. If you're ready to challenge the status quo of your personal and professional life, You Owe You offers the tools and inspiration needed to transform your potential into tangible success. Join us as we explore how to make yourself the main investor in the venture of your life. You Owe You. Ignite your power, your purpose, and your why. Introduction. Unlock your inner CEO. Take charge of your life and find success on your own terms. Do you ever feel like you're not in control of your own life? Perhaps it's easier to point fingers and see yourself as a victim, especially if you feel sidelined or overlooked. This mindset can be crippling, not just personally, but also professionally. However, Eric Thomas, a renowned motivational speaker, challenges this defeatist attitude with a compelling counter-narrative. His message is clear and powerful. You are the master of your destiny. Why accept this philosophy? Because, according to Thomas, you owe it to yourself to strive for independence, success, and fulfillment. Think of it as assuming the role of CEO of your own life. This isn't just about career success. It's about personal satisfaction and fulfillment as well. Start by identifying your unique talents. What are you good at? What do you love doing? These are your assets in this journey. The next step is to align these talents with a purpose that resonates deeply with you. This purpose is your why, the reason you wake up every morning. It could be anything from family to community progress, from solving complex problems to making groundbreaking contributions in your field. By understanding and embracing your why, you set a clear direction for your life. This alignment of talent and purpose isn't just about achieving success. It's about excelling in areas that matter most to you. Embrace your role as the CEO of your life. It starts now. Are you ready to lead? Part 1. Step into your power, take control, and become the CEO of your destiny. Eric Thomas's journey from a challenging youth, marked by family trauma and limited opportunities, to becoming a motivational powerhouse and a staple figure in NBA locker rooms is nothing short of inspiring. His early life is a testament to the harsh realities faced by many in marginalized communities, from the constraints of segregation to limited job prospects in places like Detroit. Despite these barriers, Thomas transformed his life by seizing control and refusing to settle. Now he shares this powerful blueprint with others, urging them to take command of their destinies. Let's break down Thomas's approach to becoming the architect of your own life. First and foremost, it's crucial to drop the victim mentality. Embracing a mindset of victimhood only hampers your potential and clouds your ability to see opportunities. Thomas stresses that no one owes you anything. It's up to you to carve out your path. Here's how you can start. Begin by taking full ownership of your choices, including the missteps. Accountability is key. Recognize that you hold the pen that writes the story of your life. Setting clear, ambitious goals will help chart your course forward. Secondly, avoid being impulsive. Success requires a plan. Establish a structured routine or framework that guides your daily actions and stick to it diligently. This structure brings clarity and focus, helping you progress toward your objectives methodically. Third, live by the standards you set for yourself. Consistency is your ally. Holding yourself to these predetermined standards is crucial in maintaining discipline and integrity in your journey. Lastly, remember, you're not in this alone. Look around and identify allies, mentors, peers, or advisors who believe in your potential and are willing to support your growth. Embrace their wisdom and let their encouragement and insights amplify your efforts. By casting off the shackles of victimhood, you are not just claiming the title of CEO of your life. You are actively donning your cape as you uncover and harness your unique superpowers. This is your moment to rise. Embrace it. Part 2. Discover and unleash your superpower to fuel your purpose. Now that you've embraced the role of CEO in your own life, it's time to arm yourself with the most crucial tool for your journey, your superpower. Identifying this isn't about simply recognizing what you're good at. It's about engaging in a deep and deliberate exploration. Begin this exploration by jotting down activities that light a spark within you. What tasks invigorate you and make you lose track of time? This activity is likely where your superpower lies, as it not only draws you in, but energizes you, allowing you to immerse yourself fully and perform effortlessly. Take Eric Thomas as an example. During his childhood, he found himself captivated by the powerful voices of public figures like Barbara Walters, James Earl Jones, and Maya Angelou. Although he didn't realize it then, Thomas was gravitating towards his superpower, the art of speaking. Once you suspect what your superpower might be, the next step is to actively develop it. Immerse yourself in practice, refine your skills continually, and turn your talent into an obsession. This isn't just practice, it's passion in action, transforming your potential into mastery. However, having a superpower isn't merely about personal gratification, it's about making a significant impact. This is where finding your why comes into play. Your why is the deeply rooted purpose that drives all that you do. It could be your love for freedom, a commitment to family, or a passion for community service. This core motivation provides the intensity needed to elevate your endeavors to new heights. Define what matters most to you by tuning out distractions and focusing on these pivotal aspects. This intense focus not only clarifies your goals, but also enhances your commitment to achieving them. Remember, discovering your superpower paves the way to realizing your purpose. This isn't just about finding the right career path, but about aligning your day-to-day actions with your deepest values and potential. To leverage this effectively, structure your daily life around activities that harness your superpower. Seek opportunities, whether in professional settings or volunteer work, to polish your skills and learn from others in your field. With this targeted approach, you're not just prepared for success, you're setting the stage for miraculous achievements. Let's delve deeper into this concept in the following sections. Part 3. Step into the realm of miracles by mastering your craft. When Eric Thomas was tasked with introducing the esteemed Dr. Naeem Akbar at a conference, he wasn't there for financial gain. Yet, his passionate delivery caught the eye of Murray Edwards and Rodney Patterson, leaders of the Black Male Initiative at Michigan State University. This pivotal moment led to a job advising young black students, and eventually, propelled Thomas towards earning his master's and PhD. This inspiring sequence of events may appear to be strokes of luck, but they were the culmination of relentless effort and seizing every chance to display his superpower. Thomas made it a practice to attend various events, often without an invitation, just to connect with the keynote speakers. His proactive approach extended to volunteering in churches, mentoring students, and navigating challenging personal relationships, all while building a network of potential partners and mentors. This network played a crucial role. As Thomas helped individuals succeed, those he influenced began inviting him to share his insights in new and larger arenas like NBA and NFL locker rooms, and later, corporate environments. Initially, these invites were purely based on personal appreciation, with some going as far as paying him from their pockets. However, as his impact became evident, formal invitations and lucrative opportunities started to follow. The underlying lesson here is profound, yet straightforward. Opportunities to practice and improve are everywhere. Each voluntary engagement or side project isn't just practice. It's a potential gateway to new professional connections and opportunities. The students Thomas helped, for instance, became his advocates, pulling him into circles that were previously inaccessible. In essence, miracles in our lives often stem from a series of intentional actions. Consistently applying your skills with the intent to excel sets the foundation for these miracles. By constantly engaging with your craft and expanding your network, you not merely wait for opportunities, you create them. Therefore, placing yourself in miracle territory involves more than just hard work. It requires a strategic vision for your career, the agility to take on roles that might not initially pay but provide immense value, and the foresight to recognize every situation as a stepping stone toward greater achievements. Embrace this mindset and watch as what seemed like miracles become milestones in your defined path to success. Part 4. Transform into a triple threat. Master your craft, perform with excellence, and communicate effectively. Finding yourself in miracle territory means you're poised for unprecedented opportunities. To truly capitalize on these, Eric Thomas advocates becoming what he terms a triple threat. A professional who not only excels in their field, but also masters the art of performance and possesses the ability to communicate with unmatched clarity. So, how do you evolve into this powerful trifecta? Firstly, prioritize continuous learning. Knowledge is likened to currency. It enriches you and provides limitless opportunities. Enhancing your expertise doesn't necessarily require formal education. Immerse yourself in extensive reading about your field, understand both foundational theories and innovative practices, and engage actively with industry leaders. Utilize every resource available, from online platforms to real-world seminars, and don't overlook the importance of self-reflection and understanding familial patterns that could impact your professional path. Next, decode the language of your trade. Every industry has its jargon, a specialized language that, if mastered, can open doors and solidify your standing among peers. Whether it's legalese in law or financial vernacular in banking, becoming fluent in industry-specific terminology is crucial. If you find yourself lost in translation, seek mentors or colleagues who can act as your linguist, helping you navigate and eventually master the language of your domain. Yet, understanding this code doesn't mean losing your unique voice. It's about harmonizing your individuality with the professional norms of your field, creating a distinctive yet relatable persona. Secondly, refine your performance. Whatever your area of expertise, aim to perform at a level that not only meets but exceeds expectations. Excellence in performance isn't just about technical skills. It's about embracing a mindset that seeks to inspire and elevate those around you through your work. Finally, focus on your expression. Effective communication is the linchpin in becoming a triple threat. Being eloquent, whether through speech, writing, or any other medium, amplifies your influence. It ensures your ideas are not just heard, but understood and appreciated. To sum up, becoming a triple threat involves a dynamic blend of acquiring in-depth knowledge, honing your performance, and perfecting your communication skills. Through this strategic approach, you position yourself not just for success, but for a legacy of influence and inspiration. Part 5. Become your own brand. Transforming passion into a prosperous venture. Eric Thomas's journey from engaging speaker to a successful business entity is not just inspiring, it's instructional. When he received $140,000 plus perks for 14 speaking engagements, he initially felt he had reached a pinnacle. Yet, a mentor's advice to expect more led him to realize the true potential of his craft. He had become a business in himself. Whether or not monetization is your goal, viewing your skills through a business lens can significantly enhance your impact and sustainability, even in cause-driven endeavors. Here's how to start thinking like a business. First, ensure you're accessible. In modern times, this means establishing a robust online presence. Your availability translates into opportunities. Make it easy for people to find you, connect with you, and engage with your services or content. Second, manage perceptions effectively. Your public persona and the narrative you convey are crucial. Consistently communicate who you are and what you stand for. This consistency shapes how the world perceives and interacts with you, aligning public perception with your mission. Third, start with what you have. No perfect starting point exists. Utilize whatever resources are at your disposal and begin your journey. As you progress, analyze what works. Dissect your successes to understand their components, which can then be replicated or scaled. Fourth, determine your unique value. Thomas and his team moved 300,000 books independently, leveraging basic tools and direct sales techniques. They understood their unique value and found innovative ways to reach their audience directly. Evaluate what you offer that others don't, and tailor your strategy to highlight this value. Finally, know and grow your worth. Keep an eye on market rates, but also set a personal valuation based on your skills, experience, and the unique qualities you bring to the table. Don't shy away from adjusting your rates as you evolve and add more value. Embrace your uniqueness as a strength. Like a left-handed pitcher in a predominantly right-handed game, your distinct perspective and abilities set you apart, creating opportunities and drawing people to learn from you. By adopting these strategies, you not only transform your passion into a viable business, but also step into a role where your personal mission aligns with professional success, setting the stage for sustained impact and prosperity. Final summary. The fundamental truth that resonates throughout Eric Thomas's teachings is stark yet empowering. Nobody owes you anything. You owe it to yourself. Embracing this mindset is the start of a transformative journey where you step up as the CEO of your own life, discarding any vestiges of victimhood and transcending the obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. This begins with a deep dive into discovering your superpower, that unique blend of talent and passion that you naturally excel at and enjoy. Developing this core strength through continuous practice and refinement allows you to not just participate in the world, but to actively shape it. But talent alone isn't enough. Leveraging your abilities requires understanding and articulating your value, both socially and economically. It's about positioning yourself in environments where your skills can blossom into purposeful action. This purpose is not just about achieving personal success, but also involves making a significant and positive impact on the community and industry around you. Moreover, becoming a triple threat by gaining knowledge, honing performance skills, and mastering eloquent expression sets you apart in any field. This powerful combination propels you into what Thomas describes as miracle territory, a state where you're not just creating opportunities, but are in a position to grab them as they arise and turn them into successes. Ultimately, by recognizing and asserting your worth, attracting the right opportunities, and continuously striving for excellence, you transform into more than just a skilled individual. You become a dynamic force, a viable business, and a significant influencer, doing profoundly fulfilling work that not only meets your standards, but also elevates everyone who interacts with you. In essence, when you take full ownership of your life's direction, the possibilities are boundless. You're not just living, you're thriving, leading, and inspiring a legacy of proactive, passion-driven success. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.